This afternoon, I'm laying out my plan to ensure that the United States will be the crypto capital of the planet. They want to choke you. They want to choke you out of business. We're not going to let that happen.
All right, we're back. Another beautiful day in crypto land. We've got Bitcoin over $60,000, actually. And the reason why Bitcoin's over $60,000 is, well, we had good economic data. And also, not only did we have good economic data, but also NVIDIA actually beat its earnings forecast. And that's pretty much why I think Bitcoin's over $60,000. That's reasonably good news for Bitcoin. But I know that most of us aren't actually Bitcoin investors. And what we are here is we are altcoin investors. And specifically, what we're waiting for is we're waiting for the altcoins that we own to go over their previous all-time high so that we can actually make life-changing money. And if that's your attitude, we need to have a serious discussion, because I've run a bit of an analysis. And if you're waiting for your altcoin to get into above all-time high, it's not looking good for you guys. And that's what we're going to discuss here today. It's quite an important show. Actually, it's a very, very, very important show. Let's get the show going, guys. Okay, I can say with real confidence that we have two kinds of viewers on this channel. We have those that listen to what I say, and when I told you guys that I'm going to be on Crypto Banter Plus. And then we have a couple of people, in fact, 386 people, get this. There's 431 people waiting on the other channel. You see that they're sitting here waiting on the other channel, waiting for me to start the show. Well, actually, we're live here on Banter Plus. So remember, we are now live on Banter Plus. If you're not already subscribed, subscribe now to Banter Plus. I'm going to be coming to you from Banter Plus for the foreseeable future. The reason why we're doing this is because I'm going to show you a little clip later on, and I'm just scared that if I showed it to you on the main channel, it'll actually be taken down. Also, a lot of my views here, a lot of my political views here go against the system, and I think it's very negligent to do that on the Crypto Banter main channel. So we're going to be hanging out here for quite a while. So make sure that you are subscribed to this channel and to the other channel All right, let's get the show on the road. We've got a lot to talk about today. Also, if you're here, just like the video, smash the like button. Let's get people to understand that we are here. We are bringing you amazing amazing crypto alpha, even on dry days. And I know it is quite a dry day. People are going through a capitulation, which we will actually talk about today. But let's get into the meat and potatoes of what's actually going on here today. So yeah, we are over 60,236. You know what that means? That means that we survived the NVIDIA results, the most important results on the stock markets ever. As usual, NVIDIA smashed the lights out. Like, their earnings per share was expected at 209. We are at 270. Revenue, $10.32 billion, up 171% year on year for a company this size. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Key driver, obviously, high demand for AI chips. That's why if you look at the altcoins, well, I was looking at the altcoin bubbles later, There was some movements around the AI chip stocks. I see we've probably come down slightly now, but we'll talk about that. So NVIDIA beat expectations completely. Seriously, beat expectations pretty much in every metric. Revenue, $30.4 billion. The estimate was $28.86 billion. Earnings per share was also beat estimates. So pretty much NVIDIA beat on all axes, which was amazing. And they also announced a $50 billion stock buyback. $50 billion stock buyback. Imagine they just put like $1 or $2 billion of that into Bitcoin, man. Imagine. I mean, look, despite the fact that they performed so well, you can see the market isn't actually treating them very well. The market's actually giving them, they now opened minus 3.55%, which is actually crazy given that they overperformed. I don't know what the market was actually expecting from them, that the market's been so vigilant on them. I think that what people were looking at the NVIDIA earnings to see whether or not there is a slowdown in the economy, specifically around the tech economy or the AI economy, and to see whether or not there's going to be a recession. And one of the reasons why people think that there may be a recession is if you look at Warren Buffett, who's known to call recessions ahead of time, he just keeps selling shares. I was going to say tokens, but he doesn't own any tokens, or at least he hasn't disclosed that he owns any tokens. He keeps selling. He sold another $981 million of Bank of America. So now he's got $278 billion in cash. He's getting ready for recession. That's the Buffett's stance, is that he's getting ready for a recession. I don't think there's going to be a recession. We've got economic data today. So the GDP Q2, the first revision, 3% versus an expected 2.8%. Okay, so, I mean, that's the first bit of news that we got today. The PCE, which is the personal consumption expenditure, is at 2.9%. This is the measure of inflation that the Fed actually likes to use. Came in very, very, very heated, 2.9% over an expected 2.2%. So what's happened now is I think we've cemented a September rate cut, but I think we've cemented a 25 basis point rate cut, which is exactly what I said to you would happen a while back. I said there's going to be a rate cut. There's going to be one rate cut now, and we're going to reduce by 25 bips, and it looks like that's pretty much what's going on here. I don't see how an economy that is growing at 3% can be going into a recession. And so what I think is actually happening is the best case scenario. And when I say the best case scenario, what I mean is I think we're actually getting a soft landing. I think we're actually getting inflation starting to come down. I think it will remain elevated. I think it'll be a long time before inflation goes down to 2%. But much more than that, it looks like the economy is not slowing down into recession. Now, if Powell can engineer reducing interest rates now without getting the U.S. into recession, that is like the best case scenario, better than any soft landing that anyone could have imagined. And so far, if he can keep this trajectory, can keep the GDP going, I think that we're pretty much heading there. I guess the next data reading that we want to wait for the 18th of September, where we get the Fed pivot. Hopefully it's going to be the Fed pivot. I think it will be a Fed pivot. I really think. I'll be in Singapore when that happens, and that'll be like 4 o'clock in the morning in Singapore. I don't think I'll cover it. You'll cover it. No, okay. You took a gummy last night. You need to relax, my friend. Okay. I do want to talk to you about something that is actually worrying me on the crypto front. And that is this crypto capitulation, which is happening under our eyes at the moment. Right under our noses, we are getting a crypto capitulation. But it's not the normal crypto capitulation. It's not like the FTX crypto capitulation. It's much more brutal. And you can see it today. I looked at it today and I saw these numbers today. And that's when I realized something's bad here. Something's going on here. And you need to change your mindset very quickly. Otherwise, you could be one of the statistics. And what I mean here is what you can see is that we've had $4.8 billion in total liquidations this month. And that's the highest since 2021. Now, the thing that's worrying me is, okay, look, we have had these capitulations, but we have also had quite a rough month because we had the yen cash and carry trade, you could say in the last month. And that might have caused some liquidations. And I went back and I looked at the numbers. The numbers here is that there was about $1 billion of liquidations in this period over here. The problem is that we've had $4.8 billion of liquidations. That means that there's another 3.5 or whatever the number you're looking at is. There were $3.5 billion of liquidations in a month where effectively crypto was moving sideways. So you had, like, let's just take the last month. I mean, crypto has pretty much been moving sideways for the past month. We are pretty much exactly where we were on the 4th of August today. Exactly. And 1 month later, we've had $4.8 billion of liquidations. And there's a big lesson over here. I think what people are doing here is they're not realizing that there's a lot less volume in the market, right? And if you look at the exchange volume, what you'll realize is that there's not a lot of volume going through the market right now. And the problem with not a lot of volume is that small price movements or small volumes can move price quite a bit and you can get wicks. And so what stupid people are doing is they're taking high leverage trades because they're getting bored. They're taking high leverage trades because they're getting bored. And the problem is that the price moves slightly down. And then the problem is that they're getting liquidated because there's no volume. So with one big or one semi-big buy order or sell order, you can move the market quite a bit. You get those liquidation wicks. And then the problem is that you're in big trouble, right? So that is the thing. I think people are being impatient. And because they're being impatient, they're taking unnecessary trades and even, you could say, unnecessary leverage. And in a market with thin volume, you've got to be very, 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 very careful. And you've got to be very, 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 very patient. Now, I know, like Chris Bernuski says, patience all the more important in an impatient industry. We're an impatient industry. We want our returns right now. But be careful, because your only job right now is to survive so that you can make Q4. That's it. That's all you need. You need to survive so you can make Q4. Because in Q4, you've got the elections. Hopefully, as we showed in the beginning, Trump will win the elections. You need to just survive this. In Q4, we're also going to get the increased liquidity. We're going to get the rate cuts. We're going to get everything else that is going to hopefully drive the market up. We also, if money supply goes vertical, so will Bitcoin. Money supply seems, you can look at that, seems to be going vertical. In Q4, we could get a very, very, very vertical money supply. What's also going vertical is the USDT supply. And look at the USDT supply with Bitcoin. Now, you can see that there are periods where the USDT supply detaches from Bitcoin, but usually Bitcoin does a catch-up. So basically what I'm saying is don't do stupid things. Don't take stupid trades because you're looking for dopamine and lose money in those trades and then not be here with us Q4 2024 when we actually all end up making money. The name of the game here is to survive. Your only job is to survive. Don't do stupid things. Don't fall into this leverage trap and be one of the statistics that lost $4 billion. $4 billion. $4.8 billion. That's crazy. Before we get into the elections, and we are going to speak about the elections, don't worry about it. I was waiting for you guys to see this. This arrived today. I ordered one using the link. So this is the new ledger. Remember, I showed you guys the new ledger. I'm unboxing it for you. There it is. Can you see it? Beautiful. It's amazing. It is really nice. Jeez. That's the device. That's actually the wallet. So that's exactly what it looks like. If you are looking to take your wallet off, oh wow, how cool is this? Look at that. If you are looking to take your wallet, your coins off exchanges, get yourself one of these Ledger wallets. I've just opened it now. I haven't obviously operated it yet, but it looks absolutely amazing. Oh, recovery sheets. It comes with everything. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you want one of these, you know what to do, right? You go to the show that you're watching right now, this one here, and you order it here. There should be a Ledger. Yeah, here we go. Just click here. You also get $10 worth of Bitcoin loaded free on your ledger. We're not giving away. We don't have that. They haven't got these ones yet, but soon we will actually do a collection. Look, a collection that looks like that. You see, mine's like engraved Crypto Banter at the back. So we will soon do that. Very, 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 very cool. It's beautiful. It looks and feels like an iPhone. Very much like an iPhone. Josh was just telling me earlier today that he got one and it looks very, very, very much like an iPhone. Very, very, very good like an iPhone. Also interesting to note, someone says, I wish Rand would talk less politics. Very provocative and shows his true colors. What? Excuse me? I talk about what interests me and what I think moves the markets. And right now, politics is moving the crypto markets. I wish it didn't, but the stinky, dirty Democrats have gone with an all-out war on crypto, right? And so if you're asking me not to talk about politics, I don't mind. I won't talk about politics when the stinky, dirty Democrats stop going after crypto, because they did it again yesterday, right? I don't know if you noticed this, the same person who, it was a Christian, it's Christian. Christian, I don't know if you noticed this shit, bro, but even after all the Democrats talk about how they're going to be pro-crypto, right? Yesterday, the SEC issued a Wells notice to an NFT platform, OpenSea, threatening to sue them, saying that NFTs are actually securities. Okay, now the truth is, NFTs are fucking securities. Because what people used to do is they used to sell the NFTs to raise money for their project. And if the project were successful, the price of the NFT would go up. I know that, you know that. We want the SEC not to know that, right? Anyway, now the stinky, dirty Democrats have gone and sent Gary Gensler after OpenSea. And they've received a Wells notice. They're in good company. They're with Brian Armstrong. They are with Hayden Adams from Uniswap. So just another company, another good company getting a Wells notice from the SEC, being attacked by the SEC. So, I mean, if you want me not to be political, tell me how I can not be political. Even Mark Cuban says Gary Gensler screws up again, right? And this is the ironic part is that the SEC went after NFTs one day after Donald Trump launched his new NFT cards. Listen to this.
This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news. By popular demand, I'm doing a new series of Trump digital trading cards. You all know what they are. We've had a lot of fun with them. It's called the America First Collection.
So Trump was talking about his cards, and then Gary Gensler said, NFTs are securities. Maybe they want to go after Donald Trump. That's what's actually going on here. So anyway, so Christian, I can't not be political. Reason why I can't not be political is because I will stop being political when the politicians get out of our way and actually let us run an industry, right? That's why I personally, I mean, I don't really care I don't really live in the United States. So to me, like, who's president doesn't really matter. But I want Donald Trump to win. Why? Because I love crypto. And that's probably the only chance that we've got. And right now, we've got 68 days before the elections, right? And generally, 68 days before the elections, we're going to start moving up. You can see that generally we start moving up. After the elections is when, you know, the new president comes in and he wants, like, everything, like November, Q4, new president comes in and we go parabolic. Why? Because he wants to prove to everyone, you've made a good choice. Here are the new policies. Everything's going to change, right? In the interim, the odds between Kamala and Trump are at 50-50. Now, I'm quite surprised by these odds. I'll tell you why I'm quite surprised by these odds, okay? Forgive me once again if I am being political. But I don't give a fuck. So, I don't. I know Christian doesn't want me to talk about politics. But right now, politics affects our markets. And I'm surprised that Kamala is actually got 49%. Because yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, but this guy here, he designed Operation Choke Point. His name is Bharat Ramamurthy, okay? He's the guy that designed Operation Choke Point. He is one of Kamala's advisors, right? And he went on to confirm that they are going to be doing capital gains tax on unrealized gains, okay? We'll talk about that in a second.
Bharat, let's just talk about that. I mean, we can talk about people who have inherited wealth, and that's an entirely different story. But a lot of people who have worked their whole lives have put money into the stock market as a savings plan to make sure that they're saving money over time and allowing that to appreciate. That's money they already paid average wage taxes on. And that thing goes into capital gains. Our stock market has done very well because you have capital gains taxes that are lower. It's an incentive for people to invest. If you take that away, what's the potential in terms of what it means for the market?
Again, look, this new rate would apply to a very small sliver of folks. On the capital gains side, you're looking at people who are making over $1 million each year on which this higher rate would apply. And look, I hear the same argument over and over again. You heard it when President Clinton was running, when President Obama was running, when President Biden was running, that these are radical ideas that Democrats are pursuing. But if you just look at the scoreboard over that time period, out of the 51 million jobs that were created during that period, 50 million came under Democratic presidencies. And if you look at the stock market specifically, since you asked about that, the average annual return under Democratic presidencies have been higher than under Republican presidencies. So I really think this idea that Democrats are pursuing radical policies is a myth that's being perpetuated.
So what they want to do effectively is they want to introduce a capital gains tax on unrealized capital gains. Now, just I'll give you an idea of what that actually means, right? It means if you buy Bitcoin for $50,000 and you buy one Bitcoin and you hold your Bitcoin and in the next year, Bitcoin goes to $100,000, you have to pay 25% capital gains on the $50,000 profit that you've made, even though you haven't sold your Bitcoin. It's absolutely fucking ludicrous. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy said that it would cause a 2029 type Great Depression. Why? Fred Krueger breaks it down. He says, look, let's play this out. 25% unrealized gains on people worth 100 million. Bill Gates is worth 132 billion. Assume that his unrealized tax is about 30 billion. In other words, he's still holding shares that he hasn't sold worth about 30 billion. He would need to sell 40 billion in Microsoft shares just to pay that tax, just to pay the unrealized tax. That would tank Microsoft at least 10%. 7 million people own Microsoft. And basically what they're saying is that people would be forced to sell shares to pay the capital gains on the unrealized gains and losses, which is absolutely, absolutely crazy. And if he does that, then probably the markets will absolutely crash. Now, look, I don't believe that it's going to happen, right? I think that this is a ludicrous way out proposal designed to tax the rich. Joe Kernan from CNBC says the same thing. He says, for starters, I mean, they're having a big fight on Twitter. Ultimately, though, I think that it's a suicidal campaign. Also, we heard some big news yesterday. We heard that Kamala Harris was actually going to do an interview. Believe it or not, it's the first interview since she's been appointed presidential a Democrat presidential candidate. She's sitting down with the friendly media. She's sitting down with Dana Bash from CNN. She's getting the questions in advance, and it's a pre-record. And get this. She's not even doing it alone. She's doing it with her vice president, with her VP. Crazy to think that these people are complaining that it's political. Crazy to think that this is going to be potentially the future president. And I believe she will be the future president. I think before November, Joe Biden, for some reason, will disappear. Get out of the way. And she will become the president, just as she could say that America had a black female president, regardless of whether she wins or whether she loses. Also, because it will get a lot of news headlines, right? It will get a lot of news headlines. David Sachs says correctly, he says, Kamala Harris' only job in the interview is not to embarrass herself. Dana Bash's job is to pitch softball so she doesn't embarrass herself. Tim Walz's job is to jump in and save her if she looks like she's about to embarrass herself. Kamala Harris will still embarrass herself. All right, so with that, we could say that, Polymarkets is saying that there's an 18% chance that she will go live by herself before the debate. I don't even believe it that she will do that. Speaking of Polymarkets, remember we spoke about the competitor to Polymarkets, which is Drift. So Drift is actually doing fantastically well. Just have a look at this. The Solana-based bet market on Drift is catching up or surpassed Polymarket in the last 24-hour volume for the first time. And it's a pretty much a newly launched service. So remember I told you, keep looking at Drift because, I don't know, I'm just getting more and more excited about Solana and less excited about Ethereum. We did speak about this, Gary Gensler going after everyone. Let's talk about altcoins. I think that's probably why you guys are here. You're here to talk about altcoins. Remember, if you're not already subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter Plus because the alpha is going to be on this channel going forward, not the other channel. I see a couple of you are subscribing, but really, 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 you should subscribe now and put on your notifications so that you know when we're actually coming to you guys because, as I said, I'm going to be coming to you guys live on this channel. All right, back to altcoins. So a mixed bag on altcoins. I think we need Bitcoin to pump a little bit more before the altcoins actually really, really, really start to move. So Pavel Durov, Telegram, he was released on bail, $5 million of bail, with some supervisory requirements. Number one, he has to remain in France. Number two, he has to check into a police station twice a week at the moment. And this is what for the duration until he's fighting until he fights this thing. I went on to Russia Today. Now, I'm not going to play this because if I play this, then... Because, you know, YouTube has banned RT from the platform here, right? So I'm not even going to show you that. It's on my Twitter. Go and check it out on my Twitter. If you can, go and check it out on my Twitter. If you can't, because there's a whole lot of people that can't actually check it out, unfortunately. Because if you live in countries like this... let's just see. If you live in certain countries, okay. Yeah, I can't show it to you, but if you live in certain countries... then what it does is it's actually, it's banned you. It won't let you watch the interview, which is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. There's a way to get around it. Just use a VPN. There's a link at the bottom for NordVPN if you need a VPN to go listen to that interview. I was also looking at some numbers on ThorChain. ThorChain is one of those tokens that will really do well in a bull market. And right now, the numbers are good. The usage numbers are actually absolutely unbelievable with ThorChain. So I think when the market turns, it'll be amazing. Now, the big story is people are saying that Charles Hoskinson was not seen for 4 days. He went missing. He has been seen. He seems like he was in Mount Denali. Where's Mount Denali? Somewhere in Norway. Where is that? Well, don't you have Google, bro? Mount Denali. Mount Denali. It's in Alaska. So he was in Alaska. Charles Hoskinson was in Alaska. That's why he's actually not disappeared. He was actually in Alaska. All right, let's talk about this analysis that I was doing in altcoins because I know a lot of you are waiting for your altcoins to actually get to new all-time highs, right? Like you're all saying, like we want our altcoins to get to new all-time highs. If that is why you're here and what you're waiting for, then I've got bad news for you. You should probably leave now because most of your altcoins aren't going to get back to all-time highs. And I'm going to show you why that is the case, right? So let's look at Solana, for example. The previous all-time high, or the all-time high for Solana, was $260. Current price is $144. It's about 44% down for its all-time high. In order to get back to the all-time high, we need an 80% move in Solana. But since the all-time high, there was a 55.8% increase in token supply, which means that to move the market up, there's 55.8% more tokens in the market. So not only do you need a 79% price hike, but you also need a price hike in the midst of lots of other tokens happening. So let's look at Arweave. Arweave's all-time high was $89. It's down 74% from the all-time high. But since that all-time high, 44% of tokens were actually issued into the market. And so you can carry on doing this analysis more and more. The newer the tokens become, the scarier this thing looks. So if you look at a token like Sui, it is 162% away from its all-time high. It's 61% away from down from its all-time high. And the supply increase since the last time it was there was 112%. So what's the lesson here? The lesson is very simple. You need to forget about the all-time high in terms of price. If you're thinking to yourself, can my token get back to its all-time high price? You're not understanding it. What you need to be looking at is you need to be looking at the fully diluted market cap, only the fully diluted market cap. And say to yourself, do I believe that this token is actually worth what the fully diluted market cap is? And then decide whether or not you want to buy it. If you're looking at it and saying, look, you know, Solana was $260, is now at $144. At $144, I'm almost willing to guarantee you that the market cap of Solana, let's have a look here. Solana. Let's look at the market cap of Solana. And let's go maximum. So you can see that, okay, in 2021, when the price was at around $260, the market cap was 75 million. Today, the market cap is about 67 million, but the price is about half. Why? Because there's more tokens in circulation. Someone says RT interviewed removed from X. It's not removed, but you have to have a VPN. If you don't have a VPN and you're in one of those countries that I mentioned, or there was a whole lot of countries that you're not going to be able to see it. If you want a VPN, here we go. Just go here. Click here, get a NordVPN, mask your IP address, pretend that you're in fucking Alaska, and then you can watch it. Let's see if there's any more stupid people waiting for us to start our show. Oh, you took down the show. Congratulations. Amazing. So don't wait for your tokens to go back to all-time high, because chances are they're not going to get back to all-time highs. Rather, just look at market cap and see if you believe that the market cap of the token, the fully diluted market cap, is actually going to go back to its all-time high. Remember, if you are part of Frontrunners, today we are filming our banter for tomorrow with Suzu. Very excited about the banter. People in Frontrunners, you guys are going to be able to watch the show today, and you're going to be able to speak to Suzu afterwards on a live Zoom and ask him whatever questions you guys want to do it. Guys, I'm reminding you again, if you want to join Frontrunners, there is a link over here. The waiting list is closed, but we will open the waiting list again soon. So get onto the waiting list. Try and be there pretty early. And basically join probably the most amazing group in the world. And by the way, if you do get in and you're unhappy after 1 month, I'll refund you your money and you can go your way. We can go our way. Anyway, that's it for today. There's not much happening. Let's just quickly look at the bubbles one last time. Let's look at the numbers one last time. Bitcoin, 60,500. The bubbles mixed between blue, green. I see tons up 4% back at $5.55 since Pavel's out of jail. Try and go check out my RT interview. If you can't watch it, just go and get a VPN. There's a link for a VPN. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, remember, we are here on Josh, calm down, bro. Take it easy. I'm here on Banter Plus. You need to be subscribed to Banter Plus. That's where you're going to be getting your alpha from now on. See you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.